the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Thanks for listening today, the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Bridget's here today. Thank you for listening today. To reach Dr. Mike on the phone, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. udocs@gmail.com is the email address, plus iHeartRadio Talk at RadioMD, and You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. This is a special update station that you can customize for the kind of information you're specifically interested in. You can download the app. You can go to the web. If you go to the web, click Talk in the main menu and then look for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show in your way. And we thank you for listening along our network of wonderful stations at RadioMD. Thanks for that as well. Dr. Mike, let's roll. What do you think?
I agree. Let's roll.
So at 35 after the hour, this is a return guest. His name is David Zinchenko. His first book called Eat This, Not That. We talked to him about that. He's also written the Abs Diet books and the 8-Hour Diet. And his latest book is called Eat It to Beat It. And he's our guest at 35 minutes after the hour. I thought it's a phenomenal read. It's a phenomenal read. And it's a reference book. And it'll be great talking with him today in about 30 minutes.
He is a great writer, so it's a lot of fun.
So what's your take on this guy who ate McDonald's for 90 days and lost 40 pounds and knocked 80 points off his cholesterol?
Well, if you get thinner, no matter what you eat, you will do that. Now, the trick is to both keep the weight off and then not get a lot of sugar in your diet. So it's very possible to do this. And in fact, in the book Eat It to Beat It, you can find choices. Even in our You on a Diet book, we listed the best choices at fast food restaurants. And so you can find a lot of choices that are excellent and healthy and that you can do it at those. But it is, you've got to work at it to do it.
So what I take, and let me tell you what he did. If you're not familiar with what he did, you know what he did. But, I mean, his experiment with his kids, his science class, was they created a diet for him that couldn't go past 2,000 calories a day. It's 2,000 calories a day. 2,500 is average for men. He started exercising. He walked every day for 45 minutes. Not only did he lose 40 pounds, his cholesterol nosedived from 250 to a 170. And what he said was, the point is simple. It's a choice. We all have choices. It's not McDonald's that makes us fat. It's the choices we make that make us fat, not McDonald's.
That's exactly the theme of this whole show, right? We say that your choices have a chance of keeping you thin or making you, if you will, not thin. And you can do whatever you want. And so that's the great advantage of you controlling what you eat. But it does mean, as we'll learn from David in the next half hour, that you have to be educated. And a lot of the times it's best to do your own cooking.
So the point is moderation and exercise. I mean, I think you're never going to ever get away from these fast food companies. And my question to David at 35 after the hour is: Americans eat $18 billion burgers a year. So to think that people are going to stop eating hamburgers, and these are not just the fast food burgers; these are the gourmet burgers you find at some of these other restaurants. The gourmet burgers. I mean, if we're eating $18 billion a year, I think it's naive to think that we're going to stop eating hamburgers. But again, it's the choices you make. So moderation and exercise. Because I don't think we'll ever get away from totally eliminating fast food from people's diet. People just like it that much. But to me, it's moderation. Eat anything in moderation. And the exercise, I think, is the number one key for me.
Well, I think exercise is key, but I don't think it's eat anything. We know some foods are toxic to your body and some foods addict you. So saturated fat and simple sugars are both toxic and addicting. And the reason they're toxic is the simple sugars change the way your proteins function. And the saturated fat and, in fact, red meat change the way the bacteria inside your body function so that you produce more inflammatory proteins, causing inflammation in your body. So we know that there are some specific things. So from just a weight loss standpoint, you are absolutely correct. But from an absolute health standpoint, you want to avoid simple sugars, added syrups. And in fact, you can do those in moderation, but moderation is pretty tough, meaning it's 4 grams of simple sugar per hour. And if you look at it, that's, you know, the average bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios is 6 grams. So you couldn't have Honey Nut Cheerios, but you could have, in fact, the regular Cheerios, in fact, 2 bowls of it, as long as you didn't have any milk that had simple sugars on it.
I was going to say so. My point was, you know, moderation and exercise. But I thought to myself, sounds just like the typical American, right?
Right.
Not moderation and exercise.
Well, in fact, that's one of the articles this week. It was one of the top stories of the week. When you look at boys and girls, very few of them, I think it was 18%, get 60 minutes of activity, even 5 days a week, let alone 7 days a week. And I think it was an equal number, 18% or so, get none, hit no criteria for getting 1 day with 60 minutes of activity. So we aren't doing enough exercise or physical activity or movement. Movement, just walking or doing dancing, we aren't doing that to any degree of quantity.
You know, you're right about that. I think the thing I heard was one in four kids don't get as much exercise as you suggested they need to every day. 45 minutes to an hour.
3 in 4 don't get that amount of exercise.
What? Yeah, 1 in 4 does. Right, 1 in 4 does. That's what I meant. 3 out of 4 don't get the required amount of exercise. Something, another trap again that people fall into with regard to moderation and what they eat is, well, I can fall back on medications because I take a cholesterol pill, I take a high blood pressure pill. You know what I mean by that? I think people fall back on that as a safety net, and that's a horrible mistake too.
Well, that's exactly
right.
Well,
it's
right,
amazing Joe. When you see. Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Bridget.
I was going to say that it's amazing when you see the transformation of the patients that come into the Cleveland Clinic Wellness Institute and the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, and they start these programs that we offer, the lifestyle programs of diet, exercise, stress, yoga, and they are able to get off of their medication. And it's such an amazing thing to watch that for so long they were dependent on these medications to manage their disease, and more often than not, they're able to completely be off of them, or at least lower their dosage by the end of the program.
Mike, can you, before the break, one of the stories this week is the diet and exercise theme that we talked about, and there's a big study of women's health about the cancer benefits of diet and exercise, too.
Right. I actually think that what we should do is have Bridget talk on that one. Bridget?
Can you do it in a minute?
Yeah, I can try. Okay, so the older women, they looked at 66,000 postmenopausal women, so they were between the ages of 50 to 79, and they found that the women that followed the American Cancer Guidelines for prevention, which includes maintaining a healthy weight, increasing physical activity, eating well, and drinking alcohol in moderation, had a 17% lower risk of cancer. They had a 20% lower risk of cancer-related death, and a 27% lower risk of death from all causes. So they were able to show that reducing your risk of cancer is possible by following these prevention guidelines of eating while being active and lowering your intake of alcohol.
And really, they have they have a very mild diet, meaning it's not very strict or very stiff at all. You could do much better with more, but we'll be back after the break, Joe.
Right. Thank you, Dr. Mike. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening today, and stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout. Give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for Kim. I'm Dr. Don.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Show brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com. Dr. Mike's here. Dr. Mike, and this is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I just want to mention, clarify something. We're talking about that McDonald's story where the science teacher lost 40 pounds and dropped 80 points on his cholesterol eating McDonald's and exercising, 45 minutes of exercise a day. And you may think, well, how about that guy in that movie who, you know, gained all that weight and is...
Morgan Spurlock.
Morgan Spurlock supersized me. And all his numbers went through the roof and he gained all that weight. weight. This science teacher was limited to 2,000 calories a day plus the exercise. Spurlock did no exercise, and he was eating $2,000 calories a meal. And he did eat three meals a day, and sometimes at night he'd add something. So $2,000 calories per meal versus 2,000 calories per day with the exercise from the science teacher. So those are the difference. Now, back to that study about this diet, Mike, you were talking about before the break.
Right. Even more revealing was this, the data that people who do 30 minutes of exercise a day plus have a normal blood pressure, don't smoke, have a normal fasting blood sugar or hemoglobin A1C, that is, don't have type 2 diabetes or maintain themselves off of type 2 diabetes with medicines, have LDL cholesterol that's normal, and I don't know what I missed, but there are five things. So I think I said a normal weight for height, that is their waist being half of their height or less, have only a 10% risk of the normal, of the typical American over the next 10 years. So rather than just an 18% decrease in cancer incidence or 20-some percent in cancer death rates and 27% in all cause, you could actually, by doing this, have a 90% reduction, which is really amazing. You get to control how well you live, and that's an amazing, amazing statistic. It also goes that you decrease your memory loss and your cognitive dysfunction substantially. What do we mean by substantially? It looks like you reduce the risk of that by about 67 2/3, that is. So if you had a 50-50 shot at age 85, you'd actually have only 1/3 of that, only 17% the chance of having it at age 85, much reduced chance of or risk of having of not being healthy at age 85.
What's your recommendation for the exercise? 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes if you walk?
The data is 10,000 steps a day, which is really 100 minutes of walking, including all kinds of walking. That means you walk to the car, you walk to the grocery, you walk to the bank or walk in the bank, walk in the job, to the bathroom and back. So put a pedometer on. And then, so we know, we actually know the minimum amount of exercise for maximal health. And that is 10,000 steps a day plus 20 minutes of cardio, that's exercise that raises your heart rate to 80% of your age-adjusted max, three times a week, 20 minutes three times a week, and 30 minutes of weightlifting in total a week. So that's all it takes.
It's not much.
But it does take consistency. I mean, I've been doing this now since probably 1987, since I read the data and was able to analyze the data. And so it isn't, you know, it just isn't that big a deal to do this.
Well, I'm doing too.
Once you get in the routine.
You know, that's true. That's true. Once you start, at least for me anyway, getting motivated to begin that first workout, typically when you haven't worked out in a long time, okay, I've got to get myself motivated to do that. But I think once you start doing it and get disciplined to do it a couple times, I think you want to do it after that. And if you miss a day, it's like, oh, I missed a day. I think you really get interested and kind of excited about exercising once you develop that routine of doing it, you know, consistently.
That's exactly right. But in fact, for people who haven't done it before, it just isn't that tough to do it. The anxiety over how tough it is, whether it'll end in embarrassment, etc., don't worry about it. Just do it. And obviously, we have home gyms so that I can do it easily. You know, if you're going to splurge on something, splurge on a machine you like. So try machines at the various health clubs or at the sports stores. And then when you find a machine you consistently like, so I like a Schwinn bike. It's $600. It's not a huge gift you give yourself. And the other thing is I gave myself an extra elliptical, if you will, because I like that as an alternative. And so it's pretty easy. And that's about $2,000 or $1,500 or something. So those are big gifts you give yourself, but you're giving yourself the gift of a lifetime.
Well, you must really like yourself.
Well, you like nice yourself more after you give the gift too and use it.
So I'm not
don't
that nice
put
to
it,
myself.
Don't make it a clothes hanger.
I'm not that nice to myself. But for me, I'm doing two and a half. What's that, Bridge?
I was going to say maybe with other things you are, because people always pick different things to spend more money on.
Right.
And so it's a matter of just prioritizing. And for me, like exactly what Dr. Roizen said, I would choose to spend any extra money that I have on unlimited yoga pass every month, because it makes me feel so much better, and I'd rather pay for yoga than pay for nice clothes or something like that, you know.
For me, I'm indoors now, and I'm doing indoor stuff mostly. If the weather's nice, I'll go outside. Like today, where I am is 55, but, you know, some rain. But for me, every day now, it's, well, 6 days a week, it's 2.5 miles on a treadmill. And I get it to by maybe 3.8 speed for a couple of laps for about half a mile. But, you know, 6 days a week, 2.5 miles, I'm not hurting myself, right?
Absolutely
good,
not.
That's good.
You know, and if you do it more, if you do it 4, 5, 6 days a week, it's only more beneficial, right? I would think, right?
That's correct. You don't want to overdo it, though. But that's right, as long as you don't have overuse injuries. Overuse injuries usually don't occur till you do something more than 2 hours at a period of time. That is, if you do it 2 hours any one day.
Got a friend, somebody I know is on the PGA Tour. He's a senior PGA. He's on the senior PGA Tour, senior PGA Tour, Joey Sindelar. And very successful on the PGA Tour. Now he's playing with the older guys. And he was overweight. He was overweight. So he only wants to get back into playing, competitive playing shape. He's walking 7 miles a day, Dr. Mike. 7 miles a day, seven days a week. Is that too much?
That's not much. It's 14,000 steps. That's great. But it's not much more than 10,000, which all of us, I haven't done a day less than 10,000 probably in, other than a travel day where I've been on a plane the whole day. In probably whatever it is, 15 years, it's really easy.
So 10,000 steps. How many? If 7,000 steps, 7 miles, is 14,000 steps. Then 10,000 steps is how many miles?
5 miles.
Well, that's a good distance.
Yeah, but that what your friend is doing is a long golf course. That means he's going from rough on one side of the fairway to rough on the other side of the fairway. Yeah. Which is about, 100, how wide are fairways? 150 yards?
I don't know. The golf tournaments pros play on the fairways are pretty narrow. But, and then, they play 4, 5, 6 days a week because of the pro-ams and everything.
Right, so that's what he's doing. He's just walking the golf course to get in shape so he's not tired at the end of the round.
Yeah, and he's been overweight, and I've seen him before, and now he wants to lose the weight to become a little more competitive. I thought that was a lot. I mean, seven miles a day, 7 days a week. But when you think about it in terms of steps, then it doesn't seem to be that much. Okay, to reach Dr. Mike on the phone, it's 877-711-5211. Very popular is to email Dr. Mike a question for either Dr. Mike or a guest coming up right after the break. His name is David Zinchenko, and his latest book is called Eat It to Beat It. He's a New York Times bestselling co-author of Eat This, Not That. He's written a book called the Abs Diet Book and the 8-Hour Diet. And we will talk about some of the foods to help flatten our bellies and get us on the path to better health. And anything you may want to ask our guest or Dr. Mike along the way as well at udocs@gmail.com. Guest time next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody, so get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
David Zinchenko is a New York Times bestselling author, plus ABC News nutrition and wellness editor. He is the former editor-in-chief of Men's Health and the editorial director of Women's Health Prevention and Best Life magazines. He has written books that have sold in the millions, the Eat This, Not That series. He's also written the Abs Diet books, plus the 8-Hour Diet. His latest book is called Eat It to Beat It. It's published by Ballantine Books. It's a division of Random House. David, we're glad you're with us today. I got to tell you that I want to ask, you know, the question I have is, you know, an interesting statistic is, and I talked to Dr. Mike about this at the beginning of the show, we as Americans eat 18 billion hamburgers a year. Now, not just the fast food joints you get out of the drive-thru windows, but the gourmet burgers at upscale, you know, restaurants, 18 billion of those. So to think that people are going to stop eating hamburgers or cheeseburgers is somewhat naive. So I guess what you have to do is make the best out of a less than ideal situation, right?
Yeah, you bring up a really interesting point, and certainly people don't want to give up their burgers or pizza or ice cream or chocolate. The bigger issue is that, you know, 30 years ago, a burger was basically, you know, 400 calories, give or take 100. Today, it could be as much as 2,000 calories. So if you make the wrong choice, and we tend, studies show we tend to underestimate calories by 97%. I show you a plate of food, ask you how many calories is on it. You say 400. It's actually 790. You know, the problem is if you choose the wrong burger and are saddled with another, you know, 1,300 calorie difference, you know, that's a third of a pound of body fat that you're going to either have to work off or learn to live with. So what I was trying to do with Eat It to Beat It is give everybody a realistic plan, go through, you know, restaurants menu by menu, go through supermarkets aisle by aisle, because there are 50,000 on average items in your in supermarkets, and they all are trying to convince you that they're good for you, and this is really a guide to maybe stopping some of the insanity and saying, okay, you know, how do you lose weight and get on a path to better health without dieting? Because I really do think that diet is a four-letter word.
Yeah, it really is an eye-opener as to some things that are good, and surprisingly some things you can have that you didn't think you could have. I thought it was terrific. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen.
Dave, thanks for coming on. And the one of the things I always do in the way of what you've said is ask people what the McDonald's fry portion was, the average one sold in calories in 1980, and it was 200. If you look at it in 2012, it was 490. Those are both without the ketchup. And then I say, okay, what's a portion of French fries at Five Guys? And you don't list Five Guys in here because they probably don't have anything that is healthy. But Five Guys, the average French fry portion is 1,440 calories.
It sort of blows your head off your body, Dr. Roizen. I couldn't agree more. Here's the good news. That story broke a week or so ago about a teacher who asked his students to devise a 90-day eating plan for him at nothing but McDonald's. And over the course of 90 days, he lost 37 pounds. And he did it by having a plan. They scoured the menu. They found, oh, my gosh, here's the Southwest salad with grilled chicken that's only 290 calories. Or here's the strawberry sundae with 280 calories. And so he was able to eat there throughout the day for 90 days and still lose a ton of weight. And that's really what Eat It to Beat It is about. If you have a plan and you're, you know, sort of calling out these food manufacturers and getting around all of their marketing head fakes where they're trying to convince you that just because it sounds healthy, it is healthy. Like you go into IHOP and it's, oh my God, I'm having a spinach and chicken salad. This is great. Well, no, it's not. It's 1,500 calories, and it's the equivalent of six Klondike bars. That's sort of a shocking fact. But I think if we get this information out there, and they start and people start demanding healthier options, it's food manufacturers are going to respond. But they're just really savvy, and you have to it's like whack-a-mole. You just have to stay on top of them. And, you know, keep, you know, smacking them when they get out of line. And, but,
well, you've got a perfect,
we're heading in the right direction.
You have a perfect week of eating in here, which I love, which is a large section of the book. So you can really do a perfect week of eating. We should say that this is a perfect week calorie wise. There is saturated fat and there is some simple sugars in it, but it is. If you look at it, so breakfast is an Elvis oatmeal on the first day, followed by two slices of Pizza Hut hand-tossed veggie lover's pizza, followed by halibut a la UPS, and then the snack is a half cup of Haagen-Dazs vanilla ice cream. So how did you get devise the perfect week of eating, and what were the key things? And yeah, obviously, you can have bread, you can have pizza, you can have a whole bunch of fun things in here.
Yeah, well, first of all, I wanted a plan that was realistic. we're constantly on the go. We're hopping into Starbucks. We're going through drive-thrus. I know I have to meals I ordered, you know, through a clown's head when I was growing up as a chubby kid. Like, so what I
well, we should say is, you did lose a lot of weight, right?
I finally got it together. I was exercising a lot. It wasn't really doing anything. And then when I started studying health and nutrition, it sort of turned things around for me because I was able to see, you know, what's being put in our food. What I wanted to do here was make sure that this was something that fit into your lifestyle. So if you want to eat at restaurants, go eat at restaurants. If you want to, eat packaged foods, 70% of the American diet comes from packaged foods, which I don't love, but, go ahead and here's a guide to the best versions. If you want to make meals at home, here are all these great recipes, like the ones you mentioned, like the thin Elvis oatmeal and the halibut a la UPS. But what I am contending here, and I think that it's going to work, and in fact I'm sure it is that you can eat your favorite foods, but all I'm asking you to do is pledge to eat the best, most delicious, healthiest version of every favorite food. And if you have your go-to picks for delivery pizza or frozen pizza or chocolate or ice cream, and you make that part of your diet, you are going to lose a ton of weight and get on a path to better health without dieting.
So we should say that all of these meals are under 1,700 calories, these perfect week of eating, and have a lot of variety and a lot of fun with them. So, for example, on Saturday, 1,420 total calories. Forgive us our cinnamon oatmeal, which is 450 calories. A Subway roast beef sandwich, I assume that's a 6-inch variety, 290 calories. 2 to Tango mango tacos for dinner. And the snack is Obal Pan chocolate dipped cranberry almond coconut macaroon. So it's not it doesn't look like a very deprivation or tasteless. And you can do it, as you said, anyone can do this.
Yeah, and my point really, Dr. Roizen, is, you know, I'm not trying to get you to eat perfectly. I'm trying to get you to eat better. And these little changes that you make can have, you know, an enormous impact in your waistline, on your health. 100 calories a day.
David Zinchenko, his book is called Eat It to Beat It. It's published by Random House. We'll talk more with him next on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to
help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance. And that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at greatstartgtl.com. That's greatstartgtl.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to greatstartgtl.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
David Zinchenko's book is called Eat It to Beat It. It's published by Random House. David, I'll get you back to Dr. Mike in a second. We have a mega mall here that has just about every conceivable upscale restaurant, a Brazilian steakhouse, P.F. Chang's, a Mexican steak, a Mexican place, Cantina Laredo, Toby Keith's Bar and Grill. Coming up in a couple of weeks, they're going to open up the Cheesecake Factory, and people can't wait to burst the doors down once that place opens up. And one unifying thread of your book is every page has something from the Cheesecake Factory. I have to ask you, is there any redeeming value to the Cheesecake Factory?
there are, a couple items here and there. My biggest recommendation is to saw everything in half, share it with the others around you, or tell them to put it in a doggy bag and take half of it home for later. It's tough. But then again, if you are going to a place called Cheesecake Factory, maybe you know what you're getting.
Well, I tell you, people can't wait.
They're
just waiting for this place to open. Anyway, here again is Dr. Mike.
One of the things you do here is say the worst and the best of a lot of things. And obviously, people want to know the best so that they can eat healthy and have great taste at the same time. So this isn't the best bread that tastes like cardboard, but it is the best bread that tastes great. What's the best supermarket bread, David?
Well, I really, first of all, to your point about the worst, I want to basically just give people an idea of what's out there and the fact that, oh my gosh, like you could actually order an entree that has a day's worth of calories or fat or salt or sugar, which is really amazing to me. But beyond that, I want to give people solutions. So that's why I'm listing the best. In the case of supermarket bread, Vermont Bread Company has a sodium-free whole wheat, which is fantastic. It's 70 calories. It's the ingredients are entirely pronounceable, which in this day and age is sort of a big deal because most of your meals are edible chemistry sets where you have things like azetobrocarbonibulabinib, and it's like what is that? Oh yeah, that's something that's found in yoga mats, and I don't know about you, but I prefer to lie on a yoga mat than eat one. But in this case, the Vermont Bread Company has a fantastic bread that gives you 6 grams of protein and 4 grams of fiber before you even put anything in between them.
And no sodium, so that's a great thing. I should say this book is really sensational, and as I said to David before we got on air, I was going to be surprised if this book sold as well as Eat This, Not That, but it is much better, and it is a great... That was a wonderful book, don't get me wrong, but this is, I think, much, much better written and much more usable for people who want to do things, really, that improve their health as well as their waistline. So you also have a best, if you will, restaurant bread, and I was interested in that, and there are you also give a series, by the way. The one that I've always relied on for the best supermarket bread was the Ezekiel 4-9 sprouted 100% whole grain, but you also list Rudy's organic bakery bread and the Alvardo Street bakery bread. For the best restaurant bread, you say Obaugh Pans whole wheat multi-grain bread. Now and you list some of the worst ones as well, which you call Beat It. So what is the worst healthy cold cereal? I like this.
Don't even get me started on cereal. Look, the worst restaurant cereal, you know, that I'm calling out is the McDonald's. And I'm, by the way, a big fan of McDonald's, especially since they've added so many healthy options to their menu. But I don't, I'm not a big fan of their fruit and maple oatmeal. It sounds really healthy, but at nearly 300 calories and 32 grams of sugar, I'm just not a big fan of it. The Quaker oatmeal instant fruit and cream for healthy hot cereals outside of restaurants, not crazy about that one either. But the good news is, for the cold cereal, I'm not a huge fan of the Kellogg's Special K chocolatey strawberry. This special cereal certainly needs some remedial education. It's got it advertised a big hunk of chocolate on the front of the box. It looks good, but the term's chocolatey, which in market speak basically does not contain real chocolate, just like white chocolate does not have any cocoa in it, but that's a different story. Yes, your food is crazy that you're eating, and I'm going to freak the weight right off of you. But the good news is if you're looking for good restaurant cereals, I do like the Starbucks steel-cut oatmeal. It's 220 calories. I even like Burger King's Quaker Oatmeal Original, which is 140 calories and just 1 gram of sugar. So, again, I'm not trying to lead you down a blind alley and beat you up beside a dumpster. I'm trying really hard here to call out the best things so that you have a path to weight loss and better health.
And in fact, as long as we said one of the worst cereals was a Quaker instant oatmeal cinnamon strawberry, one of the best is the Quaker oatmeal made with 100% whole grain oats. And that's the interesting thing. When do you think, David, in other words, some of these companies seem to me to be ruining their brand. So one of the brands that we all associated with healthy was Kashi, but Kashi also has some really horrible things in their brand now. And do you think there will be a brand that really it just stands for health, or do you think that's too much to ask at this time?
Well, I think they're all, the good news is I think that they're all moving there. They just, they're trying to watch their bottom line, and they can't necessarily get there right away. When Eat This, Not That originally came out, I got so many nasty letters and threatening calls from, lawyers at major food companies because they were worried about how I was calling out some of these products. But then they got smart and Just to give you an example, you know, vitamin water suddenly decided, okay, well, let's do a vitamin water zero. And, you know, then they were elated because they had just created this brand new revenue stream that was taking off in an even bigger way than the original line. So I think that there are all these opportunities for food companies to come along. I think the ones who respond very quickly to consumer taste are going to fare the best, because some of these companies move very slowly, and I think that's happening. And the problem is, or the opportunity is, that I think people are willing to invest more in healthy food. We're eating a lot of empty calories. The calories that are the least expensive are things like sugar and salt, fat.
And we should say we're talking to a great author, Eat It to Beat It by Dave Zinczenko. Joe?
You the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Radio.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start insures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA, TakeOmega.com.